in the great city of ancient Athens. Paul stood on Mars Hill and said, "Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, To the unknown God, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you." Acts 17, verses 22 and 23. From this point, Paul, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, proceeded to expound unto them, the Athenians, the true God, who will one day judge all men. In verse 31 of Acts 17, our text, we find these words, "Because he hath appointed a day, in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. Wherefore, he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead." From our text in Acts 17:31, we learn three great lessons concerning the final judgment. Lesson one, it is an appointed time. Man does not know the appointed time, but nonetheless, it is an appointed time. Jesus said in Matthew 24 and verse 36, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Think about it. If man knew of that day, would not most of us put off making our lives right until the very last possible minute? Well, certainly we would. Instead, we must stand in readiness because Jesus will come as a thief of the night. A second lesson we learn from our text of Acts 17:31 is that the world will be judged in righteousness. Each person will receive the righteous judgment of God. And like this world, where judgments are sometimes based upon faulty evidence, bribes, and or family ties, there will be no unfair judgments on Judgment Day. Each person will be judged in righteousness, which carries the idea that it will be a just judgment. It will be just because each person has the rightful standard of judgment, the Word of God. In Romans 2 and verse 16, Paul wrote, in the day when God will judge or shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according to my gospel. In John 12 and verse 48, Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." A third lesson that we learn is that Jesus Christ is the righteous judge. Listen again to our text. "Because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained." The world will be judged by Jesus Christ. Paul said it this way in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Three great lessons from Acts 17:31. Judgment will come on an appointed day. Judgment will come in righteousness. And judgment will come from Jesus Christ. Are you ready for the judgment day? If not, can we help you? And if we can help you or assist you in this matter, please let us know.